Sex. It's a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like a funeral parlour, but with more stiffs.
Oh!
Hey! God bless you, dead people.
I'm Miranda Kane.
My name is Bibi Lynch.
Coming up, we're going to be chatting to someone who is at the start of a very interesting journey.
I'm Coco, and I'm newly submissive.
So, Miranda, this guest has got quite an exciting story developing.
Ooh.
Mm. Do you know what it is?
Yes.
She's becoming a submissive.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That'll be quite interesting.
What do you mean quite interesting?
Well, we've had a lot of doms and we've had a lot about, you know, domination and stuff. So I think, it's nice to balance it out with a bit of...
Yeah. You got a bit of that in you?
No.
I'm sorry, I blacked out then. I don't know what I said.
Come over.
I don't know what I said.
Well, I was doing a bit of online dating, as one does, and I saw someone's profile on there, and they mentioned that they were a dom.
A dom.
Did you think they were called dom?
Like Dominic? No. He didn't. He wasn't called dom.
Right.
He said, "I am a passionate dom." And I thought, what does that mean exactly? Because obviously everyone has that whole 50 Shades, whips, chains, blah, blah image. But I quite like the look of him. And so we started chatting and then we met and I found out.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
That was lovely. Tell us about your award again, Miranda, because that was great.
That was so succinct, wasn't it? What happened? So tell us exactly what.
Okay, so then when we started chatting and he said, he was actually the one who said, "I think that you may have some submissive tendencies." And I said, "Really? What do you mean? How do you know?" And he said, "Well, there are things that you've said about what you're interested in sexually, about losing control or not being in control, being taken out of yourself and letting someone else kind of run the show." And I said, "I don't know about that, but I'm willing to give it a go." And he said, before we met, he sent me a whole load of, he said, "Let's talk about hard and soft limits." And so then I started researching, because I like to research. So I started doing some reading, and I the more I read, the more this all chimed with me.
Okay.
And it started to make a lot of sense. Because I'm a mum, and in my day job, I'm also kind of a mum to my clients, because I have to manage them. I have to tell them where they need to be. I have to remind them not to forget their photo ID. I have to, you know, I have to make sure they know.
Border control.
Yeah. Well, you know, for some buildings, you're not allowed in without a ID these days. So I just have, you know, my job is, a lot of it is just managing people and taking care of them as well.
Yeah.
But having to be quite controlling and think about other people all the time. And so it was something that I'd never really thought about, because it was like, people would probably think that I'd be the dominant one in a sexual relationship. But actually, I can't bear that whole thing when men are all like, "Oh, can I kiss you like this? And do you like it like this? And would it be okay if I touched your arm?"
What, consent?
No. Consent is different. Endless kind of bleating is not
bleating.
Consent.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Marion Keyes calls it feathery stroker.
Oh my god!
That's brilliant.
She has this amazing diatribe in one of her books about the feathery stroker, and it's this kind of, you can imagine like a Jeremy Corbyn style. You can imagine he'd be a feathery stroker. He'd be like, "Oh, can I kiss you like this?" And then he'd be really sort of.
I bet he's not. I bet he's a dirty bastard.
He'd be
wanting to. If you're going to bend you over and treat you like Theresa May.
That's a real, can I have brain bleach now?
It got very dark very quickly, didn't it?
It really did. I shouldn't have mentioned Corbyn.
No.
Anyway, Corbyn aside, obviously consent is very important. But one of the things I really liked about this whole conversation we had then was that everything was really laid out and the communication was really clear.
Okay.
Whereas when you just meet someone in the pub and you kind of fancy them and then you go on a date, you never talk about what you like. And then you kind of end up falling into bed and just hoping.
Doesn't it take the? Doesn't it make it less sexy? Because you've can I finish my sentence before? Because it's almost prescriptive then?
No, okay. Not at all. Because everyone is different. And also, I think people still, you can still mix it up and be quite spontaneous. So you draw a kind of map and you say, these are the things I definitely up for. These are the things I might like to try if I'm in the right mood. And then these are the things that are absolutely no way. Yeah. But even then, yet. Exactly. But I think for me, it's really helpful because then it was just, you know, you work out that you're on the same page. You don't find yourself in bed with someone who's going to want to stick needles in your ears. And you're just going, needles in my ears is an absolute phobia for me.
Has that, hang on, that's never going to happen.
Well, you never know.
Or someone who might say to you, can you put on some shoes and walk on me?
Okay.
You know, you just don't know what people okay. are. And, or they're just really vanilla and dull.
Now, hang on, I'm just going to stop you there because I'm not, because I'm going to say that vanilla doesn't automatically equal dull because we do have quite a lot of people that are into, and one of the things I'm like, oh, that gets me about the BDSM community is a lot of the people are like, oh, I'm kinky and therefore I'm cool. And it's like, do you know what? I think there is nothing wrong with vanilla sex. So I'm going to have a little moment to stand up for vanilla sex.
I'll stand up for vanilla sex too.
Yeah.
We also have vanilla sex.
Yeah.
And it's not always about,
It's just like the whole thing of like people are... I know what you mean. They're dull. Do you know?
But I have also had a long relationship where we had really dull vanilla sex. But that was more because we were sexually incompatible than because vanilla sex per se is dull.
Yeah.
The person I'm talking about said to me on the first night we went to bed together that he didn't believe in foreplay. And I thought he was joking.
Never joke.
So what does it look like practically wise? Because I think there's going to be a load of... I think there's going to be some guys. I think load is a bit too hopeful. I think there might be guys listening to this who are like, well, I think I'm quite dominant, but it's quite a minefield out there at the moment. So what does it look like in a practical sense when you... So you started chatting online, you met up for a date and decided that, I quite like this person, we get on. And then, I mean, I'm going to say that is it then straight into emailing each other about what you want to do?
Had emailed each other about what we wanted to do before we met.
Okay.
We'd had that conversation. But it's still evolving because then we do a lot of role play. And so sometimes that can kind of get involved as well with talking about what we... fantasies and
but
things.
Did you instigate the emails or did he? Because to my mind, I'm sort of picturing that and thinking, what would I think if some bloke started emailing me talking about our sex lives?
But I guess if it triggers something, and if it triggers something that maybe you hadn't recognised before, then
is that
what happened?
Yeah, I can't even really remember, to be honest.
Okay. But you didn't go, whoa, you kind of went, ooh.
I went,
Yeah. Yeah. When you role play, do you accents?
No.
What do you... I think that's a legitimate question. When you role play...
No.
Do you do accents?
No, I can't. I don't role... I don't have sex, Miranda. We have established how disgusting I think sex is.
How barren we
awful.
Are.
I'm intrigued by what you're saying, Miranda, because I think that is really interesting. Because if to some people that his approach would have been off-putting, but it really resonated with you, I guess maybe because you want it. Were you surprised by yourself?
Yes, definitely, but also in a good way, in a really good way. And the thing I think as well, which is that when the first time we met, I said, the first time we have sex, there's certain boundaries that I might be prepared to cross later, but right now I'm not. So I think it's very much like any online dating, you know, you wouldn't just turn up at someone's house, you'd meet in a public place. And that was, I said, you know, I want to meet you in a public place first time. And I set out all these and like parameters for it all. And I said, I don't want to be tied up the first time we sleep together because I don't know you and you might be insane. I don't think you are, but if you respect that boundary, then obviously then that way you know that someone's, you know, not just trying to a weirdo who wants to beat you, which yeah. you do get people like that out yeah. there. And he was fine with all of that. And so then it was like every time we met, we've kind of played a bit more.
Did you go into a relationship? Are you in a relationship, or is it more that he's just your dom, but like, not just your dom, but because I know people who are in that kind of relationship with someone, they're like, oh, this is my mistress. But, you know, they on the other hand, they'd also have like a more vanilla relationship with someone else. So is it more that he's a dom and you're exploring your sexual side with him, or?
Is it a love thing?
Is it a love thing?
I don't know if I want to use the L word.
Is it a like thing?
Definitely a like thing. And I think it's because we're both in this slightly odd situation where we're both in relationships that are unhappy.
Yeah.
And both sort of working to getting out of them. This is something that I guess for both of us is just meeting some other needs.
Yeah.
But when we first met, one of the things he said, he asked me to do, this is before we'd even actually met, but online, was just to send a photo of something every day and say why I liked it and what it meant to me.
Yeah.
And then as we sort of carried on chatting, I was having a horrible day, and we were chatting, and I said, oh, you know, he said, how are you? And I said, I'm really having a bad day. And I said, I don't know how much you want to know about my life outside of sex. And he said, no, tell me. So now we just talk.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a nice little idea, isn't it?
What, talking?
Yeah. Well, not
with you. The photo thing I thought was really
lovely. That's a really good idea. Yeah, that's quite nice. Because you do have to know you're submissive. You do have to know not only physically, but mentally. Yeah. There might be things that you want to please them. And, you know, using the knowledge that you have of them. And there also might be times when you want to tease them and knowing what upsets them or something.
I think now, you know, it was like last week I had to go and do a meeting, and I was saying I was a little bit nervous about it. And he was like, you're going to smash it. You'll be great. And so it's not just in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Yeah. We talk about other stuff that's going on.
Does that take away from discovery, though? Because if it is just a sex thing, your focus is just on that and finding out what you like and, you know, opening new doors. Will I say doors?
Yeah.
If you, you know.
The flaps.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Opening doors, a four-letter word.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that would dissipate slightly if it becomes anything else?
No, I don't think so. Because there's still so much. We've only literally met about 5 times.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, there's so much more to
this
do.
This is so exciting. Yeah.
And every time the chemistry between us is out of sight. I mean, that was something I really didn't expect. I was fully prepared to go and meet him and just be like, run for the hills. And it was completely the opposite.
When we've spoken about this before, because I ring Coco and just say, just tell me what sex is like again. Give me a little bit of it again.
Yeah.
And you were saying that, you know, you were interested in is there a conflict between being a feminist and wanting to be a sub?
Well, I think it's one of those things where a lot of people, I mean, one of the things that I have to do now is if I'm going out, I have to tell him where I'm going and make sure that he's okay with that. And my friends are all like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not so he can stop me going or control me. It's just because he wants to know what I'm doing and where I'm going to be and make sure that I'm safe. And I think for a lot of people, like, but what would you do if he said no? And I said, well, I would respect that. But they find that really odd.
Sorry. would you if he said no, you can't do it, would you find that a turn on because he's taking control?
Possibly, but I think it would be more I'd want someone to know why he didn't want me to go to something, and then that would be something we might talk about. But I think, I mean, a lot of my friends are like, well, who's he to tell you where you can and can't go? Kind of, you know, you're your own person. And it's like, well, I kind of get that, but I also get the other side of it, which is if you're submitting to somebody, then you kind of have to do that with a whole heart.
Yeah,
can't half submit and then go, oh, I don't feel like submitting today.
Yeah.
So get lost, I'm going out anyway. So yeah, I think there's rules and you kind of, but I like the rules. It's a structure.
Yeah.
It makes you feel protected.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like safe.
Is it? Yeah. So something that actually might have scared you at one point or have seemed dangerous at one point, totally out of your realm before, makes you feel comforted now?
It's all the responsibility. This is the thing about it, I think, is for me, is that the responsibility is on him. And his the responsibility he takes for my orgasm and my pleasure is like nothing. I've never had sex with anybody that was like this before. It's so intense. Yeah. And it's just, you know, he's not, it's not about him, it's about me. And that makes up for all the, you know, you can't go out rubbish. I'm like, fine, I won't go out as long as you make me come.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, it's give and take, though, isn't it? Like you said, there has to be a reason for him to say, no, I don't want to go out. And whether that reason is, like, for me, if I was to do that to someone, I'd say, look, the reason why you're not going out is because it pleases me. Yeah. Because I'd want them to feel that it's a turn on for them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And they're, you know, sort of say, instead of going out with your mates, I want you to do this or do that or something. So,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I can get it.
For me, it's a lot of it, it's just like a dance.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite still quite playful. It's not like I'm going to lock you in the cellar if you don't listen to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Can I ask what your safe word is? I'm going to ask everyone in the room.
I'm going to ask everyone in the room what their safe word is. Miranda can start first.
Phoebe Lynch. Which is weird because I've had that safe word for years.
Even before you met her.
Yeah. So strange.
And now you say I don't need an agent. You still think I don't need an agent? Wow.
Coca? It varies, but recently it's been custard tart.
Ooh. Nice.
Producer Sam?
Sam's is
willing.
Broke his cock.
The only word Sam has ever said.
Bless him.
Yes, BB, what's yours?
Daddy.
Oh.
But some men like that. I know. It wouldn't be a safe word.
I know.
This is a woman who presents a sex show and brought her brother to our live show.
I know. So I was there.
Oh, yes.
I thought he did very well.
He did very well. He hasn't spoken to me since, but he did very well.
He held his grit, didn't he?
Poor soul.
Well, I think it was when you were saying about using your breasts as your kind of core flirting device, and he just was there. He didn't even go white.
He didn't. Well, because he's heard much worse.
And if you missed our live show, we're going to be doing another one
very soon in May.
In May. Back down at the Phoenix Arts Club. So,
our beloved Phoenix Arts Club.
Very good segue there.
Thank you.
She's very professional. How far is it going to go?
Well, do you mean sexually?
Yes.
Okay, well, one of the things that I said that I wasn't sure about was fisting.
Hang on. I wasn't.
You're all right there, BB.
Carry on.
I thought it was a reaction to the word fisting.
Well, it kind of was.
And the last time we met, I was blindfolded and tied up, and something incredibly amazing was happening to me, and I had tears in my eyes by the end of it, and it was all just like, whoa. And then afterwards, when I was going home, I messaged him and I said, how many fingers were you using exactly? And he kind of went, and then sent a little emoji of his whole hand.
Oh.
And I said, did you sneakily fist me?
Darling.
And he said, kinda, yes. And I was like, yeah. So there you go.
But you loved it.
Oh, my God, yes, I totally loved it. That was the thing. Yeah. If he had told me that he was going to do that, I would have gone all frozen and panicky, and I don't like it.
Yeah. And now you're like, wear me like a glove puppet.
Well, maybe not quite.
I had a bit of wine last night. If you but when you so when you look for a new relationship, would you go out with someone who was a dom and have it be part of your normal relationship, or would you still like to continue it with and someone separate and have a relationship with someone else, or would you just remain single and have a dom relationship?
I don't know. But I think anyone that I did go out with now, if I went into a new full-time relationship, I would want them to have dominant tendencies, even if they didn't want to be full time. I mean, I'm not interested in any dom slave or any of that kind of full on 24/7. Well, it's a 24/7 thing of, you know, and you've got to wear these clothes and you've got to eat this food.
You say
food
that now. I suggest we interview you again in a year's time.
And I'll know when you bring in my cage in and park in the
corner.
Here she is. Yeah, maybe not. I do really like that control thing.
Yeah.
And so I think I would, I found life makes more sense to me, like psychologically.
That's your balance.
Yeah, I feel like I can relax into it and...
Yeah.
And someone else is responsible. And it's... It's like mindfulness, but more sweaty. Oh.
In another of our late night talks, don't get jealous, Miranda. Come on, it's okay. You said this, and I thought this was really interesting. BDSM can teach us a lot about better sexual relationships. Mm. What do you mean? In what ways?
Well, I think, like I was saying about the whole yes, no, maybe kind of idea, that you've actually talked about your preferences and not just hoped for the best and fallen into bed with someone and then kind of gone, ooh. I mean, I once went to bed with this guy and he had a tiny, tiny penis, which isn't his fault, and it doesn't mean that you can't still have a good time. But I just remember him talking dirty to me while we were having sex, and he kept saying, can you feel that? I really wanted to say, well, not really, no. Oh. And there are things that, you know, that I think that having those conversations at the beginning could maybe avoid some of that pain.
Also, though, how do you know what you like? There's sometimes, I'm sure there's chemistry with one person that you would never have been some stuff before, but then you're with that person and then that comes out of you. So you wouldn't even know to have that conversation.
Mm. Well, that's true. But I mean, I know I don't want to... golden showers.
Yeah.
I know there's certain things that I've just like, absolutely not. And then there's other things.
I always think about the duvet, don't you, in my bedding?
Yeah.
I always think that's awful.
It's just not worth a dry cleaning.
It's not,
I couldn't
bear it.
I don't think you do it on your bed.
Sam, where do you do it?
Don't do it on your bed.
No, you can do it in the bathroom. I think it's more better to do it in the bathroom.
Like in the shower.
I'm just embarrassed myself.
Yeah, you have to turn the tap on and just hope the best.
All right, Coco, because you know all about the sex stuff now.
I don't know all about the sex stuff at all, but I just know, and I think the thing is that when you read or you watch a bit of porn, you think, that looks interesting, that intrigues me, that turns me on. And then there are other things that you watch and you just go, absolutely not. And I think there's, you know...
Do you have the kind of relationship where we all send him ideas of what you want to try, and or is he sending you the...
No,
things?
I've said to him before, because he's always like, tell me your fantasies and then I'll make them happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so we've done a few and we've got a few more to do. But I've said to him, you know, what about you? And he's like, I'm more interested in what you want to do. So yeah. I'm like, okay.
You allowed to tell us what one of your fantasies?
I'm quite into... So, see, this is where the feminist thing comes in. I'm quite into rape and abduction fantasies.
Listen, so many people are, especially people in high-powered, controlling jobs. Yeah.
It's, again, what I'm saying about taking away your will.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you... It's like kind of being forced, but not forced.
Yeah.
You're safe within it.
To do things that you don't really... You don't, but you do, but you don't want to do. And it's that element of... The control and the power is taken away, but you've given your power. That's the difference.
That was your choice. Yeah. That's the whole feminism, isn't it? It's like that feminism is supposed to be total equality in any choice you want to do, and that you have every choice. I guess that's the key. Mm. So,
but of
you
course,
have
abduction
the choice to
is
say
quite
what you
tricky
like.
In this country because there's CCTV everywhere.
Find a nice country lane.
That's fine. Yeah, but then I'm like, well, how did I get to the country lane? What am I doing there? You
that's,
know,
that's the book, The Rough Guide to Abduction.
So we've talked about this, and he's just like, well, I will make this happen, but I really don't want to end up in the police station.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's fair enough. Because he's like, if we do it, we'll do it properly.
Yeah.
You know, I will bundle you into the car.
Oh, my God, would he?
Oh, yeah. But I'd like that.
Would you?
Yeah. I said, I don't see what the police's problem is if I want to do it. And he said, spoken like a true sub. Yeah.
I'm intrigued. So within five...
just like Five Encounters, we're at the, you know, Sooty and Sweep stage. So it would be really interesting to see, don't you think, where this goes? I think this is the gateway for you.
Abduction in the New Forest is definitely going to happen over the summer.
Do you want me to do a confession?
Yes.
The second time we met, he raped me. He came to my house and gaffer taped me and my arms to my sides and my legs together and raped me in the kitchen. I can't look at the microwave in the same way. But then it was the funniest thing. He didn't mean to do it, but he kind of spun me around. And because I was like a nine pin, I just fell over. And then, of course, I started laughing. I was like, this is really silly.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you okay? Because it suddenly everything kind of broke. It was and I was like, I'm fine. But it's obviously, it was just really funny because I was like a skittle. I couldn't help it.
So you're doing speech marks about when you say he came in and raped me, there's very much, we can see it. We can see the speech marks that you're doing in the air. So let's talk about what does that mean to you? What is that?
Well, I mean, that was an entirely consensual, planned fantasy that I had said, this is what I want to happen. And he had listened to what I said and followed, you know, he came in the house, had a cup of coffee and a chat.
How was your day, darling? Yeah.
Then he went off and got changed and I went upstairs and got changed and then the scene happened. So it was within the scene.
Yeah.
So it's like a little play.
Yeah.
And it's all choreographed. Wearing? He was wearing his work clothes, his suit and stuff, and then he changed into like a hoodie and a balaclava.
Balaclava, the sexiest piece
Detail.
Oh, no wonder it had to be planned. If you're bringing a balaclava, you do have to warm yourself up for that one, don't you?
I think this is where, you know, the fantasy is the scene is separate from the rest of, you know, your everyday
interaction. You've talked
interaction.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like a sketch.
Did he have an accent?
He does have an accent, but that's his accent that he has all the time. He wasn't putting one on.
I am annoyed that every question I ask gets mocked. I know I'm asking gold. I know it. Anyway, are there any agents out there?
But isn't this your relationship?
What?
That she mocks you.
Bullies me.
Can you give us some top tips for the guys out there who are trying to contact someone and who want to be a bit more dominant with someone and but they don't want to break the rules kind of thing?
Well, I think this applies to anybody really when you're doing online dating, is don't just send someone some really lame like, hi, how are you? And leave it at that.
Yeah.
Like, at least maybe ask them a few questions or say something about their profile or something, because I just, you know, I see so many of them, and there are loads of guys and they just message you and like, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered to answer
you. But specifically if they want to go on to Dom, like...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What was it about this guy that really got you to go, right, I'm going to research submission and I'm gonna go into
But he seemed to understand me.
Okay.
But straight away.
Mm. There was just a connection, and I think, and then that's gone on when we've met as well. And I think that's, you don't get that with everybody.
Yeah.
Was it his gaffer tape or yours?
He bought the gaffer tape.
That's okay.
Good.
And then spanked me with wooden spoons. That was
your wooden spoon.
My wooden spoon.
That you used to cook with.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then said I was weird when I smelt his armpit.
Totally not prepared for tonight.
No. I shouldn't have had the last of my life.
I tell you that. But I would say that everyone should give it a go because it's been a revelation.
How hot is it?
Oh, my God. Off the charts. And I think the thing is, it's not just, like I was saying, it's not just about the, you know, the spanking and the being tied up. That's fun. But it's about the focus, absolute focus on me and my orgasm and my pleasure. Everything is about that in the end.
And finally, one for what Miranda was saying, finally, if you're a sub and you're looking for that, how do you do it safely?
Well, I think the main thing is, like I was saying, it would be the same. If you're doing online dating, it's online dating rules. Just make sure someone knows where you are, public place, phone number, a get out signal if you really want to go, that you know, someone rings you and says, I need you at home or the house is on fire, whatever. But the same rules apply. Okay. And just don't go anywhere with anyone who makes your spider sense tingle.
And if anyone does need a safe word, they're welcome to borrow mine. Phoebe Lynch.
And that's the other thing. Always remember that you do have a safe word.
Can I suggest harder? Not it's not a good choice.
No, but daddy, really, you need to.
Yeah, don't
that
judge
one.
Me, love.
I think you've got a lot of submissive in you.
No. I've had a lot of submissive in me, but that's a different story. No, I don't. Do you know what, though?
What?
I think I'm just so vanilla now. I think I've had my time on the old BDSM world that I've actually just come out the other end, and all I want to do is to sit down and watch a bit of Netflix, have some bolognese with someone, and just...
Is that, I mean, is that code, or do you actually mean... Beautiful, delicious ragu.
It's now SBDM. No, I think I'm just, I'm just a bit like, oh. And come on, people know us by now. They know that any sex for us would just be...
Anything. Any pasta-based dish and or sex. Do you think the BDSM stuff turned you off it?
I think I just, I explored as much as I wanted to, and... You know, and I had a great time doing it. And fortunately, with people that you, where it's not like, you know, you don't have to make it part of the whole relationship. You can try it once and that's fine. But now, I don't know, I'm just like, oh, I've been there, done that. And I'm fine.
I love that Coco looks like she's 20, but is a little bit older than that. And actually has come to this discovery about herself. Yeah. A bit later in life, and I love that.
How about you? Do you think you'll find it?
Oh, I think I've totally got that in me.
Yeah.
Little subby BB.
Oh.
Oh.
Daddy.
Yeah, that was horrible. my name's Little Subby BB Lynch.
And my name's Miranda Kane, which you can also use as a safe word.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Sam Bonham for metro.co.uk.
And you can get in touch with us. First of all, you can find us on Twitter at Good Sex, Bad Sex. Send us a tweet. Let us know what you think of the show.
And also, if you've got any kind of sexy question or query, anything, what else do they want to know? Anything you want to know. Yeah. Anything you want to tell us about yourself, please get in touch. info@sexpod.co.uk.
Send nudes. In the meantime, we will see you next week.